We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
That was the opening to the classic 70s TV show, The $6 Million Man. It seems like bionic eyesight may not be that far off with the publishing of plans for digital contact lenses that let people zoom in on objects and record what they see. Sarah Al-Attam is from digital agency August, and she's this week's tech head, and hopefully she understands how to explain this. Sarah, electronic giant Samsung filed the patents in 2014.
Yes.
But it shows the company may be secretly working on a new frontier in wearable tech. What's the story?
Yes. So this is quite interesting. So there's a few rumours going around, but this patent that was filed is for contact lenses that essentially have a built-in camera. And so by wearing them, you can control them by blinking, and they're supposed to have possibly an antenna that would connect and talk to your phone. I don't know where the antenna would go. I'm just kind of imagining this strange little thing.
All I can think is I'm a heavy blinker.
So you've been recording a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Would a heavy blinker be, this would be not good for a heavy blinker.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think you'll be able to have control over how much you can record and what you would do, but apparently you will also be able to project images directly onto the lenses. And so they're thinking that things like virtual reality technology might not be necessary in terms of headsets, because you could wear lenses that will have the same effect. And so I think it's very, very early stage, but there's rumours that this patent application goes along with some of the wearable tech that Samsung is currently working on that came out around 2014 that they were talking about. So there might be a link, but there's no confirmation that there is yet. But I think this is an interesting space for vision impaired people as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And what can happen with that, because I think there's a lot of opportunity to do some real good in this space.
It sounds a little bit like what Google Glass was trying to do, but without the sort of weird...
Without the... Eyewear. Strange frames.
Yeah. Is that definitely right?
Yeah. That's, as soon as I read what the features were, I likened it to Google Glass, thinking that you can record, you can look at things, you can take photos. And so that will be interesting if that's in a lens form. And I'm sure Google would be keeping quite a close eye on this as well.
I know you'd wonder about what had happened to me if I didn't ask a privacy question, because I just love a privacy question.
You
I think
do.
It's a theme to my tech. You know, I'm always very concerned about privacy, so I'm going down the privacy road. What are the privacy implications of a world where everyone can kind of zoom in and record what they see?
Yeah, and I think where people are recording without consent may become an issue at some point, but this is also new frontiers for this space. And we will probably see regulation at some point down the track of how much can be recorded and what you can do and what you can't publish. But it is an interesting space to be thinking about in terms of privacy.
Let's move to this. Facebook is getting worried that people aren't posting personal stuff anymore. It's all becoming links and videos. It's really looking much more like a news site, to be honest, than ever before. I've noticed this. We all have.
Definitely.
When Facebook started,
yep.
You know, you knew what everyone was eating and what everyone was feeling in every given moment.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened?
So this is changing. There's been a report that there's been a 5.5 decrease in people actually posting what they ate for breakfast and personal updates of all different kinds on Facebook. But I think keeping this in perspective, Facebook is the largest social media platform on the planet. They have more than 1.5 billion users worldwide. And so this decrease in personal updates is actually not that big in comparison to everyone that's using the platform. But I think for them, they're taking it very seriously. They've got a team looking at why this is happening and how they can change it. Because for them, they need to learn about their users. And their users, they get that information by their users posting updates.
So it's because they want to collect information about us and we're giving them less information about us.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think there's also this shift where people are living their lives less publicly. Maybe they've realised I don't need to tell everyone that I had toast.
I think there's been a backlash to it too.
Yeah,
there's almost shaming
so.
Of too much sharing.
Possibly.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Double S.
Nah,
there.
Good
but
word.
I think there is. I think people don't respond well to it. There's a lot of critique.
Yeah, I think so. And people are possibly looking at just sharing those important events in their life that they want to engage with other people.
So is this why Facebook keeps sending me posts from 5 years ago, you know, when my baby was born, and sort of reminding me of that and trying to lure me into sharing the latest moment in my life?
Yeah, they're certainly trying to keep their users engaged. And so if you haven't looked at things for a while, they'll let you know, hey, you've got a friendship anniversary coming up. You did this 5 years ago. Post this.
Does anyone else find that as irritating as I do?
Oh, I find it really annoying.
I just think, why are you rubbing my nose in it? And also, I thought I'd deleted that. Wow, you're just sending it back to me.
It's still there.
I reckon it's really creepy.
Aww.
Do you reckon they could change it again? So they're obviously doing research and they'd like to shift this trend and turn it back to oversharing. Really? Is the shark being jumped there? Is that over?
I think they'll try different mechanisms based on their audience. I think they may start with a small audience group and try different things that they can roll out. But ultimately, Facebook have a tendency to listen to their audience. And so if this is a demand to say, I don't want to post so much personal stuff, they'll find another way to learn about their audience.
And of course, just before we knock it off, 800,000 people watching a live Facebook video of an exploding watermelon. Sarah, what is wrong with the world?
Yes. So this is a little bit hilarious. BuzzFeed live streamed a watermelon exploding from multiple rubber bands. And it was
science,
all in the name of science. But I think this is a sign of just something that is a really nice, easy laugh to share with other people. And I think that with so much serious stuff going on, this kind of lighthearted humour is actually, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm like likely to watch a video like that. I'll have to own that after mocking people for doing it. I do that sort of stuff. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
That's Sarah Al-Attam from digital agency August.